Hey, hey, this your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. Let me know how your weather is doing. We got to uplift prayer for our friends and family down in Florida that's getting ready to go through a serious storm. They said it's going to hit some part of Georgia, too. Let's just keep everybody up in prayer, and hopefully we have no casualties in this thing. You know, that's God's work, and we can't control that. But let me know how your weather is doing. It's a sunny here today, maybe a little bit windy, but not very much. Some people might need a little light sweater, but let me know how your weather is doing today. Today on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, we're going to discuss and talk about suicide. And, you know, this month is Suicide Prevention Month. But I'm going to start out by letting you know that I'm live at Studio W. And to our listeners and audience around the globe, please share our station with your family and friends. From your Apple, you can download studio.w, or from your Android, you could do Play Store Studio W. Also, we are available on Alexa. All you got to do is just say, Alexa, play Studio W. And don't forget to visit our website, studiowbuzz.com. That's studiowbuzz.com to hear this show. You always, if you miss a show, you can go and click on archive and look for the show that you are looking to re-listen to. And please subscribe and let us know how you like the shows. Leave a comment. Thank you. But today on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, we're going to talk about suicide. And a lot of people really don't think and understand how fast the rating and how high the numbers are getting for suicide. Hey, Pauline, it is getting a lot of our young kids and young adults. People are going through a lot nowadays, and you really don't feel like they have an outlet or anybody to talk to. And that is something that we gotta put it out there of all the different counselors and all the different free resources out there to help you if you're going through something. And you don't know who's going through it and when it may hit you. Because y'all know I always have a story. I'm a strong woman. And when I tell you I have been through some things in my life, and I know it's a lot of people out there that has been through some things, and we have overcame them. And we thought, and I know a lot of people that's going through things are saying, or having these different thoughts and stuff is saying, I never thought I would see myself get in this type of situation or things would hit me this bad. And when I tell y'all my story, I never thought today that I would see myself thinking and having these thoughts of suicide. Because you don't know when and how it may hit you. I just felt like I just couldn't tell nobody what I was going through. I didn't, I knew I probably could tell my husband, probably my kids. I could probably even tell my pastor. But do you really understand what I'm telling you? Would they really understand how I'm really feeling? And if you know that someone is going through something, there are some changes in them, reach out and talk to that person. Try to get them help. And I always like what the military used to say. If you see something, say something and do something. Hey, Joyce, let them know that you are there for them. I grab them by the hand and say, I will go with you to get help. Let them know you're not in this battle by yourself. Because if you tell them about the resources out there, or you try to give them direction to it, they may not go. They may need that support from you to say, come on, I'll go with you. And they used to have a little commercial on the German TV, when I was stationed in Germany in the military on the base, where you saw people grab people's hand and say, come on. Because when you get to that point, you need somebody. And this is something that we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to discuss it. And I'll tell you something else. Also, when these kids are being bullied, because a lot of these suicidals are coming from kids that are being bullied. They can't take it no more. I reach out to and try to reach the teachers, the principal, the superintendents. Do something. When a child is coming to tell you that they're being bullied and kids are picking at them, because it can be devastating for every day you got to go to school. Somebody is steady picking on you. Somebody is bullying you. Somebody is hitting on you, and there's nothing you can do. But if any listeners out there that have kids or a family member that's going through it, let them know that you are a shoulder for them to cry on. You will help them to go get professional help if they need to. Because a lot of times, and y'all know I always have a story. A lot of times when my husband saw me, he would say, are you all right? Are you okay? And I would say, I'm okay. But deep down inside of me, y'all, I was just crumbling. He would just tell me, I know something wrong. And until the right person spoke to me and took me to get help, he didn't ask me what was wrong. It was one of my sergeant majors in the military. He didn't ask me. He came to my office and told me to get my headgear and come and go with him. And I was like, Sergeant Major, where are we going? He was like, don't worry about it. Just come on. And you know, he outranked me, so I can't say nothing. I got my headgear and I went with him. And he took me to talk to a counselor. And he told me, you don't have to. I came to give you an order to be here, but you need to be here. So he walked that line with me. He took me and to where the help I needed. So if somebody is reaching out to you and you see some changes in them, then try to help them and figure out what is going on. Do you know in the United States, every 11.5 minutes, somebody commits suicide? Every 11.5 minutes, somebody commits suicide. Could you imagine how many people is depressed? How many people are going through stuff? And it's a lot on, it's a lot. Right now, it's a lot. People can't pay their bills. People, grocery bills now went up high. People struggling. And I know that a lot of people say, well, there's a lot of jobs out there. People are hiring. People are putting in for the jobs, but they're not getting callbacks. The mortgage just not went up. Rent has almost tripled. And the money is not matching the way the economy. You're not making the money that you need to make to pay your bills or to put food on your table. And stop putting your pride in the way of your mental health. If you going through something, push that pride through to the side and go get help. It is okay to ask for help. I know some of us, well, I don't want people to know that I'm going through something. I don't want it people in my business. Well, okay, it's okay to have people in your business if they're the people that's going to help you. If they are the people that's going to help you. And Monday, we talked about how people losing family members over getting murdered with guns and stuff. That affect your mind, your mental. And then when it start getting into your physical and your mental, you need to reach out for help. Suicide is real. Suicide is real. It's no joke. And sometimes they may lead you to reason why, a letter, or sometimes they may not say anything. Look out for the red flags. Look out for the signs. Cause it's real. It is really real. And I remember when I would say, I never do nothing like that. But I have got to that point. I have got to that point. And believe it or not, it wasn't because of bills, I just went into a depression. And you never know when it could happen to you. Yes, Joyce, everybody needs someone. Everybody needs somebody at one time or another. And if you need someone to talk to, and I'll tell you something else, you'll be surprised at the people that you can run into and just have a conversation with them at the bus stop, in the mall, at the grocery store, and people need somebody to talk to and they'll just vent to you about what's happening to them. And you be like, wow, did they just, yes. People will tell you because sometimes they don't have nobody to talk to. We cannot assume that everybody has a sister, a brother, a mother, a father, or a friend, or a husband, wife that they can talk to. And relationships plays a lot on a lot some of these suicides. And we need more help out here with counselings to help be able to take care of all these people. And a lot of people, they in their culture, they won't reach out for help. Because I know I was raised, I don't know about some of y'all, but I was raised, everything happened in this house, stays in this house. Don't go tell people your business. People don't need to know what's going on with you in your life. That, how are you going to get help if you don't tell people your business? But see, we thought that it was wrong. I know I did. I thought that it was probably almost a sin to tell somebody your business, or you, if you're going through something. But this is serious business. Suicide is real. And if you know somebody that's going through something, or you think something you hadn't heard from this person, or they acting a little different, they being, you know, they don't hang around no more, they being locked up in the house, they giving away they nice things, the things that they really like. When you see those signs, say something, do something. Oh, there's nothing wrong with them. They all right. He just mad because his girlfriend broke up with them. She just mad because he broke up with her. No. Find out at what point are you at? How are you handling this situation? How are you handling the death of that person? How are you dealing with it? Do you need to go get some professional help? I will go with you. Say those words. I will go with you. I will be there for you. I will stand beside you. We will go through this journey together. I will be, tell them like this. I'll be all right when you're all right. If you all right, I'm all right. We're going to get all right together. Because you could go in them dark spaces. Anybody could end up in a dark place in their life. And people laugh at people that's out there that's having mental breakdown. It's not no joke. It's not a joke. This is real. Depression is real. And some people get in depressions and don't come back out. Because they get to the darkest space in their lives. And you got to think about it. We all go through things. Some people try to act like they don't have no issues, no problems. Oh, I don't go through nothing. Ain't nothing happening with me. My house is... Oh, yes, you got some like that. That everything may be good, but there's a neighbor or a friend down the streets that's going through something. I talked to a lady one day, and she was telling me how bad she missed her mom. And she was just talking to me, and we was just having a conversation. I told her my mom had passed, and you know how I dealt with it, her passing. And all of a sudden, she just broke down. She really broke down. She had been holding this in because she said nobody never talks to her about it. Nobody's never really listened to her when she talk about her mom. That was her best friend. Now she don't have nobody. She was the only child. She don't have nobody. But that's what I say. Sometimes people just need somebody to say, hey, how you doing? It's real out here. And it's really grasping our young kids and young adults. And people always say that, they'll be okay. No, they won't. And the biggest thing, at one point, I don't know how much y'all watched the news, at one point, we had a lot of kids from school doing this, committing suicide. They couldn't handle the pressure at school. Or something was happening in their life that they couldn't deal with it. And by them getting that help and that resource to help them, the professional help and all the different professional resources out here for them, they'll teach them how to cope with what they're going through and help them to understand it better to be able to live with and cope with it. Joyce said, it sure is. New York mental health is a very big problem. It is. It really is. And nobody, you're right, Joyce, it's all over the world, all over the United States. And nobody's really putting forth the effort to bring forth this. They used to have a commercial on TV about mental health. And depression. I don't hardly see it anymore. I don't see it on TV anymore. They had a commercial. We got to keep this talked about. We got to keep it up because so people can know that there's help out there and that mental illness is real. It's not a joke. And I am one to say that I thought I would never, ever sit and have a conversation with a counselor. And I just felt like I was one of a strong woman, because I come from a line of strong women, so I never thought that I would see myself going through some of the things that I was going through, and it put me in that dark, deep space where I wasn't eating. I didn't even want to drink anything, like water, nothing. I didn't want nothing. Just leave me alone. That's all I wanted, to be left alone. I didn't know if I was going to fade away or what. I just wanted to be left alone. But I reached out. Well, I didn't reach out. I was taken to a professional to get help. And I thank my sergeant major for that. I really do. Afterwards, I thanked him for it. Because I didn't know which way to turn. And some of the people that's out there, we got to do better about our people that's suffering with depression, mental illness. We got to do something better that to help them than what we are, and let people know that this is real. It is not a joke. Don't ever say, and I always tell people, don't say it will never happen to me. It will never happen to someone in my family. And I guarantee you, a lot of us have someone in our family right now. We have someone in our family that is suffering with mental illness. Let me know how y'all liking the conversation with Miss Penny. Let us know how you liking it. Share with your family and friends. You can catch us on YouTube channel, Facebook, Studio W radio station. You know, Studio W Global Radio. We circle around the globe. It's 24 hours a day. Music, talk, sports, comedy, and more. Come and join us. You can even download it on your Apple with Studio.W, on your Android, simply Studio W, or you can just tell Alexa to play us. Please visit our website, StudioWBuzz.com, that's StudioWBuzz.com, or subscribe. And let us know, leave a comment and let us know how you liking the conversation. That's what we do here on Let's Talk About It. We talk about a lot of different things. Some of them laughter, some of them are serious. But we try to bring that sizzling conversation to you. And this is a conversation that we all should be having and discussing and talking about if we see someone that's not themselves or they're changed. Talk to your kids, your grandkids. And some people are not going to show a lot of red flags. A lot of people are not going to show a lot of red flags that they are down. Because I know I should have got Academy Award for my show. Some people know how to put on that face, and you'll never know something is really wrong until it's too late. That's why these conversations need to be out there. They need to be on TV. They need to be talked about in the communities. Let the people know that there is help out there, that you're there for them. Somebody's out there for them. You don't have to walk that plank alone by yourself. You don't have to hold what's inside of you by yourself. Let it go. We're going to get through this. Everything going to be all right. We're going to get the type of help that you need. We're going to go to every resource, make all the phone calls. We're going to try to get you the help that you need. And as long as I'm here, I'm going to stand beside you. And these are conversations when your kids come home and saying that they're being bullied. Talk to them. Because they will get pushed over the edge. Because everybody get tired at a point. So you gotta keep these conversations going. Don't let September be the only month for suicidal month. Let it be every day. Every month. So you could try to help somebody out there. It's a lot of help out there. We gotta just stop putting months on things. Oh, this is suicide month. This is sexual harassment month. It don't happen in 1 month. It don't happen just that month of September. Oh, everybody gonna commit suicide in September. No, it don't work like that. It do not work like that. It's every day. Every day. So stop putting the months on them. Stop putting the days on it. Let's put some help out here for people. We got to help our people. Talk to them. Yes. We got to make sure that we are there for them. Especially our young people. It is no joke, y'all. We're losing them to suicide. And the rates are going up. It's not coming down. It's going up every day. But I'm going to tell you what somebody said the other day. We always hear so much on TV about murders and murders and murders. How often do we hear about on the news how many suicides that's out here? I want y'all to think about that now. Think about that. Every time somebody get murdered in the United States or in a state, a certain state, they say as of 2022, this was number 50, example, 54 murders of the year. But you never hear nobody ever say, this is number so-and-so, so-and-so, suicide of the year. You never hear that. How many suicides have been in that state within a year? That's putting awareness that it's happening. But you never ever hear that. Check your news out. somebody out there tell me any news channel that have ever, after a person, they found a person dead, and they said it was a suicide, that news said how many suicides have been in that state or that city within that year. Somebody tell me, have you ever heard that? That's a question. Ask them why they don't tell you. Why is it not important? Why? Why is it not important? Never. You right, Joyce. Never. Never have I heard it. And you won't. You won't. Unless we keep talking about it, we keep having people up there in the big places, getting them to talk about this, make awareness of it. Don't make a month awareness, make awareness all the time. Let people know the seriousness of this and how the rates are going up and not down. And that there is help out there. Because a lot of people don't know where the help is. I think that just like they have hospital signs when you go into a city or a state, I think they should have signs that say in need of mental health, depression, suicide, just list them all that falls up under there and give them the direction to them. That's a thought. Tell me what you think. What do you think can your city, what can your city or state do better to advertise to people that there's help out there? What can we do as a community? What can we do as the United States? What can we do to make people aware and where they can go get help at? You know where the police station is. You know where the hospital is. Because some people don't know that you can go into a hospital if you depressed, that you going through these things. They don't know. So you got to make them aware that there is help around the corner. Some is right there in the community. But if they don't know, then how are they going to go reach out for help? Where do I go? Because a lot of them are just locked up in the house, locked up in the rooms. It's real. Don't laugh, because this is real. And I'm not saying by any means that nobody is laughing. I'm not saying that. I'm just making a comment. Because when we see people out there that's walking the streets or sleeping on the streets or talking to themselves, a lot of people make fun of them. A lot of people feel like, oh, they just say the word. I don't want to say the word, but you know they say the word is crazy. They'll call them that, or they'll pick at them. Instead of reaching out, if you don't reach out to them and ask them, do they need help, get somebody that you know that's in that type of business that will be willing to go talk to them and get them some help. It is serious business, and we got to take care of our people out here, and especially our young adults, our young kids. It's sad when you can see and hear on the news that 9 and 10 year old kids commit suicide. That is sad. And I know a lot of people say, you know, why didn't they talk to somebody? When you get in that am not made up your mind, really, it's too late sometimes. But I feel like that we can save them. You can save them if we get them the right help. You're right, Joyce, it's sad. When I was little young kids, and think about all of the things that you undone when you was 9 and 10 and 12, and here is this child, this kid, got so much on them that they would rather leave this earth. And then you got to think about now, when them kids do that, or any adult, anybody lose somebody in suicide or in murder, I'm not making light of murder, but we talking about suicide today. That parent or that family members, they going to need help. Because if you don't get them the right help, guess what? They're going to fall right into a depression. And there go another case. So this can trigger down. It can have sort of like a domino effect.